Section 1. What is ECT? Electroconvulsive therapy is the induction of a seizure using electricity for the treatment of various mental disorders. As early as the 16th century, seizures were noted to help in the treatment of psychiatric disorders. In 1785, the therapeutic use of seizure induction was first documented in the London Medical Journal. Over time, various medications were used to induce seizures. Metrazole is a stimulant that can cause seizures in high doses, and it was popular as an induction agent for therapeutic seizures. In 1938, two Italians named Ugo Cerletti and Lucio Bini attempted to use electricity to induce a seizure on a human after experimenting on animals. Electricity is preferred because the electrical stimulus can be started and stopped instantly, as opposed to seizure-inducing agents such as metrazole that are taken orally or intravenously and whose effect on the body cannot be easily reversed once given to a patient. Today, electroconvulsive therapy is a standardized modality to treat many different mental illnesses. Decades of experience have improved the practice and produced guidelines and recommendations on how ECT should be done. ECT takes place in an operating room, separate ECT suite, or outpatient mental health facility. During the procedure, the patient is under general anesthesia, sedated, and given a neuromuscular blocker. An electric charge is given by placing two electrodes on the head of the patient. The length of shock is between 1 and 8 seconds. The length of seizure is usually between 20 and 120 seconds. It is commonly accepted in the psychiatric community that there is a stigma associated with ECT that often prevent it from being utilized in patients who benefit from it. In the book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which was made famous by the movie adaptation starring Jack Nicholson, ECT is used as a tool to punish misbehaving patients in an inpatient mental health facility, and the treatment is portrayed in a negative light. This movie may be the only exposure some patients, patient family members, and other members of the public have to the procedure, which may explain the stigma associated with it. Other notable cases of ECT include Ernest Hemingway, an American author who died by suicide shortly after ECT at the Mayo Clinic in 1961. He is reported to have said to his biographer, "Well, what is the sense of ruining my head and erasing my memory, which is my capital, and putting me out of business? It was a brilliant cure, but we lost the patient." End of quote. A more positive example of ECT includes American surgeon and award-winning author Sherwin B. Newland. In his 40s, the successful surgeon's depression became so severe that he had to be institutionalized. After exhausting all treatment options, a young resident assigned to his case suggested ECT, which ended up being successful. He subsequently had a successful career as a surgeon, author, and speaker. Another positive example of successful ECT treatment is Kitty Dukakis, who is known as an author and the wife of a Massachusetts governor. While suffering from depression and alcohol abuse while her husband was the governor, she had ECT to treat her depression. The treatment was successful, and she was so pleased with the outcome that she wrote a book about her experience called Shock, The Healing Power of Electroconvulsive Therapy. In my experience as a psychiatry resident, I have found that ECT is an optimal treatment for some populations. My conviction of its efficacy was strengthened by patients whose treatment I observed, and also by talking with patients who described their experience with failed trials of pharmacotherapy and subsequent remission of symptoms after ECT.